It is a tour special. We are reacting to breaking transfer news, which is always exciting in the transfer window when that happens, and especially when it comes from David Ornstein, the godfather of transfers himself. I'm putting off saying his name. You can tell I've just been listening to the Georgia top goal scorer telling Rio Ferdinand how to say it, which is what I've been doing sort of on the drive-in this morning. I've just played it to his lad.
There we go.
Javice. I'm confident on that one. The K is silent. Javice Kvaratskhelia.
That was good.
That was better than all my warm-ups.
Yeah, you almost. I was thinking we were gonna have you off there, but yeah, no, you've done really well. Yeah,
it's making me laugh because there's a tweet gone out saying your dad trying to say it, and it'll be everyone when they get angry at him. I've got it here.
No, we're not getting angry with him. He's amazing.
So Voldemort shouting at Harry Potter.
But. I mean, what we do know, Craig, is he's really good. We've seen him play. We've seen him hurt Liverpool. We've seen him starving in the Euros. We know a lot about him, so it's exciting to see Liverpool link with him.
Yeah, massively. He's box office, isn't he? And, you know, obviously he's part of that Napoli team that where he's just incredible. They haven't been as good since. And you know, his numbers are still pretty decent. But, yeah, it's one of those rare times where you've seen him in the flesh and been really, really impressed with him in the flesh. We obviously beat them that night. But he just looks like a player that can glide past others and really drive at defenders. And, you know, watching him in the Euros as well. He just feels like if Liverpool were able to make it happen, it'd be a massive signing. Like, it'd be a statement signing. That'd be the kind of one that gets bums on seats and gets everyone excited. And actually, you know, given what Liverpool are in for this season and the opportunities that they have, I think just something like that, amidst all the contract chat and a couple of results that have been a bit annoying, you know, it'd be incredible if they were able to do something like this window. Like a lot of other people, would probably have said that this was the position that they were least likely to go for. I think, you know, we're really well stocked, but then it might be a situation similar to Diaz where they look at it and they go, well, actually, we know that, you know, in that case, it was Mane going in the summer. It might be a case that they think that Diaz is going to go in the summer, or they think that you know, maybe someone's going to be bidding for Nunes in January. We can only sort of guess at this stage. And then Diaz moves into the centre. There'll be something that we don't know. They won't be signing another one, so that we've got seven of them.